and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Remembering former President Jimmy Carter, here's CBS's Skylar Henry.
We've seen many people flock here to the Carter Center with flowers, even a jar of peanuts, all marking their remembrance of the man that they say meant so much to not only the city of Atlanta, but to the state of Georgia, as well as around the world.
While you likely thought the bald eagle was our national bird, it wasn't official until now. Senator Amy Klobuchar at the National Eagle Center in Minnesota.
Seeing these birds up close, you can feel just how majestic they are, and you can understand why our founders chose the bald eagle to appear on our nation's official seal.
Medal of Honor recipient Earl Plumlee's in New York City, ready to ring in 2025.
It's super special. Every year I was deployed, I always, wherever I was, we gather around and watch the ball drop. So to be here, see the work that goes into it, and to see the ball, it's a special thing to be a part of.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. There could be tariffs coming in the new year, and some Wisconsin businesses are worried. Eau Claire Outdoors sells gear for camping and backwoods experiences. Owner Kate Felton said she carries products manufactured in both the U.S. and elsewhere. She worries about shoppers being able to afford the brands she stocks if manufacturers increase prices as a result of tariff backlash.
The Trump tariffs really couldn't come at a worse time for small businesses. Certainly, there's no good time for this to come, but this moment in particular is just a very dangerous moment for prices to increase.
Eau Claire small businesses saw record low sales this past year, including the lowest turnout for Small Business Saturday in over a decade. President-elect Donald Trump has promised to impose a new slate of tariffs as soon as he enters office. The oldest living U.S. president of all time has passed away. Lisa Hale has more.
Jimmy Carter, the 39th president of the United States, has passed away at 100 years old. In 2002, Carter received the Nobel Peace Prize for his diplomatic work with the Carter Center. He was also very active in building hundreds of homes for Habitat for Humanity. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers released a statement that said, quote, "Former President Carter was a committed and dedicated advocate for peace, human rights, and treating others with dignity, decency, and respect. Qualities that earned him respect and admiration from many across our country and around the world." President Carter died at his home in Plains, Georgia.
If you live in Portage County, they're looking for feedback on roadway safety, specifically on how they can improve safety for bicycling and walking conditions in the county. You can find the survey on the county's website, co.portage.wi.gov. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers lose to the Vikings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Vikings jumped out to an early lead again against Green Bay and held on to win this time 27-25 over the Packers. Former Packer Aaron Jones says, from Justin Jefferson to tight end TJ Hockenson, the Vikings have depth.
We have weapons, and I think that's what was scary. We got so many playmakers, so guys understand that, and they make the most of their opportunities.
The Packers plagued with penalties, illegal formation, offsides on a field goal, even 12 men on the field. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, that was on us as coaches. Called the personnel, somebody heard it different, and that's how we got 12 in the huddle. That's the first time that's happened in a really long time. You know, those are drive-stopping penalties.
And the NFL has announced that the Packers' final regular season game is Sunday at noon when they host the Bears. NBA, the Bucks lost to the Bulls over the weekend. Tomorrow, they play the Pacers in Indiana for an early New Year's Eve game. Tip-off time is 2 p.m. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Badger fans, the temperatures may be dropping, but the Big Ten action at the Kohl Center is just heating up. This winter, we've got an action-packed schedule of Badger men's and women's basketball and men's hockey games right here at home. Gather your friends and family, secure your seats, and create lasting memories with us at the Kohl Center. For the full Badger schedule and to purchase your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Mostly cloudy today with areas of dense fog still lingering and returning once again tonight. High temperatures stay mild today, reaching the upper 30s and slide below freezing to near 30 tonight. And we've got chances of light snow arriving tomorrow afternoon. Accumulations look small, but it'll still be slick and slippery. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 31 degrees.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we run through some of our favorite This Shouldn't Be a Things. Also, we talk the wonderful world of weddings coming up. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. And today, we are going to be speaking with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools. We have Superintendent Ronald A. Rasmussen in with us. Sir, looking good. How you doing?
Doing great, James. Good afternoon.
This is an audio medium, so I have to share with the audience. You are decked to the fullest. I am envious of that suit, man. I really am.
It looks good, doesn't it?
It does. You pull it off. It looks great. Right. I could not pull that off. You look good in it, though. And you brought some friends in with you, Ron. We have with us today Melanie Kozlowski. Did I say that? I got it right, Melanie? Okay. Melanie is an advisor with the program we're about to dive into, and Ava Lang, president of that program. Hi, Ava.
Hi.
Nice to meet you. Thanks so much for being here, you two. The program that we're speaking about has an interesting history, and I want to get into that, too. But first, what we're talking about is the Interact Club. And ladies, if you could tell us a little bit more about what this club is and how it developed.
So the club has been around for several years, and it's changed names over the years. It really started out of a student concern that we wanted to address bullying in schools. And from there, the students really took it and ran with it. They saw a need for connecting with one another, for reaching out to our new students, and also the issue of mental health. And so they come up with the ideas, and every year it's something a little different, and that's what keeps us coming back to it. Most recently, we shifted to the name Interact because our local Noon Rotary organization has adopted us, and so they help us with some of our projects, and we help them with some volunteering and go from there. So many hands make light work.
Yeah. Melanie, how did you get involved with the program?
So
I noticed you're not a student.
I am quite a bit older than the students.
We'll just leave it at that, though.
I'm wiser.
There you go. Yeah.
I came aboard with a counselor who took over the program. Her name was Mary Schultz, and the group was expanding. So Mr. Rasmussen, principal at the time, came to me and said, would you please be willing to help? And so I'm like, sure. And from there, Mary took it on and ran with it. And then once I came on board, I was able to kind of tap some kids on the shoulders, too, that I had in class. And yeah, we just kept going from
cool.
there.
Very cool. And thank you for being involved. Thank you for getting involved in this and doing something like this.
I love doing it.
What does it mean to have the Noon Rotary Club being a part of this and the work that they can do to assist or help with that?
So the Rotary Club, their mission is service above self. And that aligns with our mission as our club. our kids put together a mission statement, and their goal is to make our school and our community a kinder, more supportive place. Mm-hmm. Rotary, if you look at what they do in our community and for our community, the programs that they support, mm-hmm. we have kids who are doing service learning as well. Mm-hmm. So it provides direction for our students to see how they can continue to be involved in the community. But it's also some networking. They get to meet people who are doing great things for our community, and in return they get to see that we have awesome kids at our school. Mm-hmm. And our students at Lincoln do a lot in this community. Mm-hmm. And they're invested in it. So yeah.
I want to talk with Ava about that in a moment here and a little more in depth of what the program is. But something that Ron and I touch on from time to time, and I've talked with a number of our Midday Magazine guests, how important it is to, whether it's the Rotary Club and the individuals there or you yourself, volunteers, any adults working with kids, adults setting a good example. Like it's old as time, but it truly matters. The example we set is such so much to say of what they're going to might do or you know, in the ideas that they have and everything. And so much of seeing, well, if they're doing this, what can I do? And some of that. So it goes so much farther than I think we can put into words. And I, you know, as all of us are young in spirit around here, we are obviously a little bit older, too. And the older we get, I think the farther away we get from these things. And we, you know, just the way time works and everything, we kind of forget how important, how much and how big some of these things are when we're young. And Ava, that's where I want to come to you a little bit, because this program is so cool. It's such a, no pun intended. It is really cool. And I wish that I had something like this when I was in high school. My family is talked about mental health as long as I've been alive. It's been a very important issue in our family, but it wasn't always that way in society. What does it mean for you and kids, and not to make you speak for your whole generation or anything, but I mean for you yourself, as well as maybe your friends or other people you talk to, that we're talking about these things in a raised voice now. We're not hushed about it or anything. We talk about these things openly now. How important is that, do you think, going forward?
I think it's a really important thing to be able to talk about it, mm-hmm. because lots of people struggle and have issues that they don't always have someone at home necessarily because, yeah. you know, in the past, mental health wasn't as important of a topic. Mm-hmm. But these issues are still a thing, and yeah. they need to be discussed. So mm-hmm. I think what we do is very important because it gives the community and especially students at our school the ability to reach out to any of us if they need help with anything, and it gives them resources that they can look to themselves if they...
You know, when you're young, I think one of the things that I know I didn't realize was important to me until I got older, but support. How far support can go, and just the simplest of having somebody's back, and how much farther that can go, whether it's your peers or it's adults. And this program does a lot of that, it sounds like.
Yeah. Whether it be our members coming to Mrs. Kozlowski when we need it, or us trying to help and be there for the other students in our school and then also the community around us, it is a very big part of what we do.
And not to say the program wouldn't be successful otherwise, but I would think that it has an added meaning to it that kids came up with this. That, you know, adults, we mean well, but we don't always do well. And we could come up with a program like this and everything, and maybe it would be just as successful. But I imagine it means a little bit more to know that it's peers, it's other kids that really put this into work. It's a true grassroots kind of thing that happened here.
Yeah, and I think kids often get kind of a bad rap, you know, they don't care about much, but the fact that it was the kids that came up with it and the kids that do a lot of the work, it shows that we really do care. Even though it might not seem like we do all the time.
But, I mean, how else are you going to come across as cool if you don't care, like you don't act like you don't care? It's part of what it is to be a teenager. We get that. To pick on that point there a little bit, while we all want to do really good work, and we're all trying to, it really does take you guys to have each other's back, to come up with these things and to do that. But you don't always see it. I tip my hat to you guys, you and these classmates of yours and everything that really saw this and took the ball and ran with it and really turned it into this really cool program that's around now. What are some of the things that you guys are doing to help kids, help your fellow students?
Well, one of my favorite things that we do is our so-called pick-me-up cards. So 3 times a year, we send out this Google form to everyone in the building, and they can send this little card with a message on it to anyone in the building just to wish them a good day, tell them that they're there for them, thank them for something, to increase the kindness between everyone else in the school.
Yeah. Can I get in on that? Can I? No. That's great. That's a really cool idea. That's a very, very cool idea. And you know, one of the things that strikes me about this, and I don't mean this, I mean this in a complimentary way. These aren't like revolutionary ideas. These aren't things like, oh my God, where'd you come up with that? Like whether it's the program itself or it's something like that. These are things that are important, but you guys saw that others didn't. And I think that's really cool. Also noteworthy. When it comes to that kind of other kind of work, are there other things? Are there other programs that are a part of this or anything to help students?
Well, also 3 times a year, we make sure, because at the high school there are a lot of new students, especially coming from freshman year from other districts or other not coming from the middle school. So, you know, they haven't been able to have the connection with the rest of us that maybe came from the middle school.
Yeah.
So 3 times a year, we all meet together, our club, as many of us that can go, and we invite all of the new students to come, and we eat something nice, whether it's caramel apple sundaes or brownie sundaes, and we play games, and we get to know them, and we give them a little welcome bag with some goodies in it to hopefully help the new students feel welcome at our school.
That's fantastic. First off, a big compliment to everybody that works on that and puts those packages together and everything. But to take the time to do that too, I imagine that it's a little bit of I wish I had this, and is where some of these things are coming from. Is that where some of the ideas for these are coming from, or you wish you might have had them when you were just getting into school?
Yeah, I think it's. I know that if I was in that situation, coming to a new school, I would be terrified, totally scared. So I think if I was in that situation, I definitely would appreciate something like this. Yeah.
I had 10 different addresses before I was 10. I can relate to this so much, and have a program like that. It goes so far for kids. Not a lot, you know, for every kid that's good at it. Not every kid is necessarily good at making new friends. And trust me, that gets tougher as you get older too. But it's one of those things where you can, if you can give an opening, a window, an opportunity for that, you just don't know what can happen from those things. That's really cool. Other programs or other groups that you work with this program?
I would say the largest thing that they do is actually in May, is the program that, you know, has the greatest impact on our school and community, and they work with a lot of our students with their fine arts performances. So I'm going to want Ava or Ms. Kozalski to highlight what they do in May, because it's a really awesome opportunity to involve many students more than just in the organization.
So in May of every year, our organization hosts our Rise to Remember event, which is a focus on mental health. And we do work with other organizations throughout the community to bring mental health resources into the school. And we have a resource fair, as we call it, where all of these mental health resources set up tables, and the students can come in and talk with the people from these organizations and see what they're about, see how they can help. And then we finish with a group of performances typically focused around mental health, whether it be poetry or music.
Dances, poetry.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We let students perform.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very cool. That's a great program. That's awesome. And Ava, you are killing it. You are doing a great job on this. I can see why they brought you in. You know, what does it mean for you to be president of this club?
Well, I originally became an officer of the club because one of my friends was president my sophomore year. So then I became vice president my junior year, and now that friend graduated, and so I took over as president. And it really means a lot to me because kindness has always been such an important part of who I am, and wanting to see others be happy and succeed really means a lot to me. So being able to work so close with Mrs. K and all the other students that run the club, it's really important to me to be able to spread kindness throughout the school.
Yeah, well said. Well said. And you're doing a great job with it. Is there anything else you wanted to touch on before we go to Ron with a couple of questions? Is there anything else about the program you wanted to make sure we mentioned?
Just maybe we can come back and talk a little bit about Rise to Remember. And
please.
We would love to get more community members coming in and seeing what a beautiful facility, number one, with the PAC. It's a free event open to the public, and it just really is a one-shot deal of looking at all of the abilities that our students have. Mm-hmm. Instead of going to all different separate concerts, you really get a feel for what kids are thinking about and caring about and what they have to offer.
I probably should have told Melanie and Ava before they came in, Ron. We have a deal. If you guys do a good job, you have to come back. You got to come back. So you guys have done too good of a job. You got to come back.
Yeah, we will.
Especially with that event. I really want to make sure that the community knows about it, that we really hit on it really well. That's a great idea, Melanie. I'd love to have you guys back for that. I'm looking forward to it. If people would like to volunteer or they would like to be a part of this and help out in any way they can they do that? Can they reach out to you guys at all?
Yeah, so if you are part of an organization or a program in the community where you address topics of mental health and can offer some kind of support to our kids, we do have a mental health resource fair. We have to finalize the date on that. But we partnered with United Way, Focused, the Leo Program, Family Center, Hmong American Center. We've had therapy dogs come in. Last year, we had an equine therapy through Jeremiah's Crossing, so kids actually could visit with a therapy horse on their way out to the parking lot. It was quite a surprise to them. But if you have anything that you might be able to offer, we are always looking for ways to bring in community and connect our kids to community and vice versa.
And, I say this all the time, support, encouragement, cost nothing, can mean everything.
Yeah.
Ron, I don't believe that there's ever been a child that person has too much support. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's not a thing when it comes to our kids. And to see them supporting each other, the least we could do is support them, have their back. What did it see, going back to even when this originated as the COOL program and everything, you're seeing this develop from the principal level and now to this level. Mm-hmm. What is the pride that must be? I don't know if you can put it into words, because I can't. I can't imagine how you feel about it.
Yeah, the program had just started before I became principal at Lincoln, and really excited to see it grow to what it's become today, and the importance of collaboration in the community. I'm a Rotarian in town as well. And to see the kind of a symbiotic relationship that the Cool to Be Kind, now Interact Club, has with Rotarians, as was stated earlier, seeing what Rotarians do in the community, learning about what jobs Rotarians have and how that may lead to career exploration. We do focused neighborhood meals together, so that working relationship. But then just the growth in the community involvement, as Melanie stated, with all the groups that come in and assist. It's really cool for students to have that ability to really partner with our community and showcase our community. And the other part of it is it allows community members who don't normally have that insight into operations at Lincoln or a high school or to teenagers, and to dispel some of the negative that they see and the greatness that, as Ava exemplifies today, in leadership and assisting other students, gives you goosebumps and just makes it you really appreciative as a leader in the district and the community to see that growth amongst our students and support of our students.
Yeah, I love the way this community steps up and the kids are doing it just as much. We appreciate that. And I did want to wrap up with you guys. If people wanted to, maybe there's some parents out there listening that maybe they want their kids to learn more about the program or anything like that. Is there a way to reach you guys? Is there a way to reach you, Melanie, to find out more about this or to be a part of things?
Yeah, if you have students at Lincoln who would like to get involved, have them listen to our announcements. We put announcements on for it. We also are on social media. The Interact Club is on Facebook and Instagram, so you can kind of see what kinds of things we do if you're interested. We put a lot of information out there because we are also a club that relies on fundraising completely. So we couldn't do these projects without applying for grants. Rotary has assisted us as well, which has been fantastic, because doing all these projects, we do like two or three a month, and we work to make opportunities for students who might not be able to be involved or build their volunteer hours mm-hmm. because of transportation, or they're working, mm-hmm. so they're providing for their families. So we sometimes send projects home with kids so that they can work on them too. Like we're working on some fleece tie blankets right now for some veterans.
Cool.
So yeah, if you would like to donate or anything, mm-hmm. Reach out to Mr. Rasmussen. Reach out to me at Lincoln. We completely appreciate any support we get, because it does take it takes time and it takes money to do it. But we love doing it.
And follow them on social media, everybody, and be sure to share their posts on your pages. You just might, and other people might see it that wouldn't otherwise. So encourage you to do that. And Melanie, Ava, thank you very much for being in today. I really do appreciate the time. And just as much appreciate what you guys are doing in our community. Thank you for the great work. Appreciate it. Ron, as we're wrapping up, I did want to mention really quick, Pam and I noticed that our friends over at Lincoln High School were not able to have their holiday concert, but we got some really smart people over there that thought this through, that lived through a Wisconsin winter before.
Yeah, we knew that Thursday evening was going to be possibly dicey with the weather, what the weather service was telling us. So on Wednesday afternoon, we quickly got everyone together and rehearsed fourth period and performed the concert that was to be Thursday night, fifth period. So that is available on the district YouTube channel. The link is also on the district social media on Instagram or Facebook. So Sounds of the Season, we do encourage you to hop on YouTube and watch our students perform. They do an excellent job, and we could not be prouder of them.
A shout out to everybody that made that happen. That's so cool. It's being in those concerts as a kid and everything, I know what it was like to build up and build up and rehearse and everything, and then Mother Nature happens. It's a really cool idea to be able to do that, and maybe even going forward, that kind of thing in the back pocket. It's wonderful.
They're not in their dress black, but they're in their normal school attire that day. Yeah. But it's still the Sounds of the Season, so that's what we care about.
Well, and a mantra that we use in this community, and certainly here at WFHR, a lot, buying local, supporting local. That includes things like this, supporting these things. There is no, we've been talking about it the whole half an hour here, encouragement, support, how much that means. And there's no child that couldn't have enough or more of it. So taking in these shows, even online, when you're doing that, you're showing that support. You're showing how much you back your community and that you want to support these kids.
Yeah, and students do pay attention. They look at how many views the YouTube thing. They're on YouTube more than I am. I can guarantee that. And they look at that.
Ron, always appreciate the time. If people want to reach out to you, how can they do that?
Yep, you can contact me at central office and via email or phone. And I just want to wish everyone a happy holidays. And we look forward to having our students back in our buildings on January 2nd.
Yeah, we're looking forward to hanging out again next month, Ron. And happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year's to all of you. Thank you so much for joining us today. You guys.
Thank you.
And we'd like to take the time to thank all of our guests this week so much for hanging out with us, giving some great conversation, great radio, and a special thank you to the heart of this station, Pam Hilke, the wonderful scheduling she does week in and week out. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you soon right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As 2024 comes to a close, we're taking our annual look back at the year that was, recapping our most read, most listened to, and most impactful stories of the year. If you're new to learning about the recombobulation area, this would be a great place to start to see what we're all about. This year, we covered the RNC in Milwaukee and the DNC in Chicago and broke stories that made national news along the way. We wrote about the fight for fair maps and covered elections in the state legislature like no one else. I wrote opinion columns and feature stories and conducted extended sit-down interviews like one with Senator Tammy Baldwin. I hosted podcasts and radio shows and, of course, joined the Civic Media Network, where you've heard me all over the airwaves for the last few months. This last year was discombobulating at times, but we did our best to make sense of it all, and we've got a whole lot more recombobulation in store for the year ahead in 2025.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Did you know that our Pet of the Week show on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR has helped over 100 animals find their forever homes by connecting with listeners? This is only made possible due to local area businesses, and we hope to help 100 more. Listen to 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR Pet of the Week on Thursdays at 9 AM and find that special friend you've been looking for, or learn how you can help with current needs. Made possible by sponsors like you who help keep this program running for all of the animals in this community.
WFHR and WIRA News, I'm Melissa Kay. Farmers in Wisconsin have some reassurance after the Farm Bill was extended as part of the package to avoid a government shutdown. Congress extended the Farm Bill that was first implemented in 2018 while they work on a new one to pass next year. But now farmers will continue to get benefits from a law that was negotiated more than 5 years ago, so the crop reference prices are outdated. Paul Mitchell, agriculture and economics professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
Prices have been declining on the corn and soybeans, and the processes used to create this support in these times of thin negative margins, they're out of date. Those floors were set in 2018, and you know we've gone through a lot of inflation, and so you know $1,000 isn't what it used to be.
Mitchell says farm organizations have been asking Congress to increase crop reference prices and change the process to make it more relevant to current commodity markets. As the holiday season travel begins to wind down, the Wisconsin Department of Motor Vehicles is once again reminding residents to upgrade to a real ID. Starting in May, regular driver's license or ID cards will not be accepted for flights or entering federal buildings and military bases. To get a real ID, you'll need to bring proof of your name, date of birth, address, and social security number to your local DMV office. Gas prices fell again last week, dropping 5.9 cents per gallon for an average of $2.75 across the state. This is 2.7 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and 5.7 cents higher than this time last year. 2024 marks the second year in a row of declining prices on the national level as we close out the year. We may see some hikes at gas stations over the next week in our area. Officials at Gas Buddy expect another price cycle in the Great Lakes region, but overall the national average should remain mostly stable. Prices in central Wisconsin today range from $2.48 to $2.79 per gallon. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Batman fans eagerly awaiting the second installment of the new franchise will have to tap the brakes. Variety reports that the Matt Reeves-directed Batman 2 has been delayed a year and will now hit theaters in 2027. The film was originally slated for an IMAX release that would hit theaters October 2nd of 2026. Warner Brothers has announced that taking those screens will be a new Tom Cruise film that they are hoping to get on the big screen to qualify for the 2026 Oscar season. Here's one of Pete's picks. The Order, starring Jude Law as an FBI agent tracking a white supremacist group, is a really solid watch. Based on a true story from the 1980s, Law tracks the gang as they rob banks and set bombs off, terrorizing the Pacific Northwest. The film has good action and is a great detective story. The Order also stars Nicholas Hoult as the leader of the criminal group, Ty Sheridan as a local sheriff's deputy, and Journey Smollett as an FBI agent. The film has been a hit with critics and audiences alike. Strongly recommend. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy today with areas of dense fog still lingering and returning once again tonight. High temperatures stay mild today, reaching the upper 30s and slide below freezing to near 30 tonight. And we've got chances of light snow arriving tomorrow afternoon. Accumulations look small, but it'll still be slick and slippery. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 31 degrees.
Shh, do you want to hear a secret? You have to keep it between us. The Wisconsin Broadcasters Association is currently accepting nominations for the WBA Local Broadcast Legends Award. We'd like your help in nominating one of our community's best, Pamela Hilke. Here's where you come in. If you or someone you know is directly affected by the work Pam has done at WFHR over the last 47 years, send an email describing the reasons you want to nominate Pam to Laura Berg, laura.berg@civicmedia.us. And thank you for keeping this our little secret.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about why, if you've got savings, you need a high-yield savings account. High-yield just means high interest, you know, the money the bank pays you for keeping your money with them. You will probably find the highest-yield savings accounts at an online bank. Just go on and Google and do some research and figure out who's offering the highest rates right now. Now, lately, it's been between 4 and 5%. That is your savings earning real interest. And okay, figuring out all the details of opening a new bank account can be very annoying, but I bet you can probably get one going in less than an hour. So give yourself 60 minutes and get it done. I've done it. You'll thank yourself when you see your money making money for doing nothing. For more everyday money help, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joyce saying, take good care.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Appleton-based comedian John Egan into the studio. Then Chicago comedians Bill Gorgo and Jim McHugh join the show to promote a New Year's Eve extravaganza in Port Washington. Let's light it up.
Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Monday, December 30th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Maloff, here with you. And we are welcoming into the studio our good friend, Catherine Eckhart. She is the director of McMillan Memorial Library. Catherine, great to have you with us. Thanks for being here.
Oh, of course. Always happy to join you in the studio.
We have got a ton of fun things to talk about with McMillan Always. Library, but we do want to start off the show wishing you well, because you were going to be departing our area.
Yes, James, this is very bittersweet for me because McMillan is a really wonderful place. I think we both know that. It's really unique to this community, and the community has really supported McMillan so well. So that's kind of how it's become the wonderful place it is. But yes, I have recently accepted a new job where I will be a library system director. So that means instead of being in one specific library, I'll be working on things at the state level. So able to kind of pursue some more statewide accessibility issues and breaking down barriers. And that's something I'm obviously really passionate about, and I'll be able to do that at a larger scale at Northern Waters.
Well, I imagine it wasn't an easy decision. I could not be happier for you and your family, and certainly getting to know you a little bit over the last year or so and the passion that you speak of. Mm-hmm. You're able to do something with that on a bigger level, on a larger scale.
Yes.
And who can, you know, shy away from that? I imagine that opportunity comes around and that any of us would take that.
Yes.
It's tough to leave an area when you put so much into it and you care about it so much. And you and your family have invested a lot in this area emotionally and as well as professionally. So to do something like this, it's noteworthy to show, okay, yeah, doing this for a reason. And I imagine too, not only not taking anything from the people that have done the job previously, but you're going to excel at this, like not just knowing you a little bit and the kind of person you are, but having the experiences you've gained in the last year or so and everything to be able to take into that job.
So I'll be overseeing 8 counties up north, kind of by Lake Superior. My 30 libraries. So I'll be kind of able to go into those libraries and help them deal with issues, basically being like a librarian for librarians, and working with the other system directors around kind of system-wide issues. So as someone who's, you know, a big library nerd, this feels like a dream come true. But yeah, I'm gonna miss my peeps.
We're gonna miss you around here too. But we're gonna keep an eye on you and your career, and look forward to seeing you excel at this. And wishing you the greatest, the best to you and yours. We really do appreciate having you in the area, and the impact has been felt. And you've done a great job here too.
I appreciate it, James.
We got so many fun things to dive into. Let's go ahead and go right into it.
I mean, this week alone, it's going to be such a fun week at the library. Tomorrow, we're having a new New Year's Eve, which is such a cute idea. It's basically like a New Year's celebration, except at noon. So you can bring your kiddos and do that whole thing. There's a balloon drop. I'm obviously going to be wearing sequins because what else do you wear to a balloon drop? so you can kind of have the fun of that, and then the kiddos don't feel left out later in the day. I know, James, you love a blood drive. That's we're going to be closed on the 1st, obviously, but back on the 2nd, and the blood drive is on the 2nd.
Yeah.
So make sure you get your blood pumping muscle.
Yes. We appreciate all you heroes out there donating yes. blood when you can. And really appreciate Macmillan being able to host these. It really speaks to something you and I have touched on quite a bit about Macmillan being our community hub.
Exactly.
And where we can go to have fun and do things. And I don't want to skate too far past the mm-hmm. New Year's celebration.
Oh, no.
Because I want to just go back to it for a second. For one, to all you adults out there, this is a great way to get a pregame.
Yeah.
This is
smart.
You know, it's a chance, you know, I haven't done New Year's in a year. How do I do this again? Oh, yeah. I mean,
you want your New Year's reaction to be on point.
Come on.
So here's the test run. You know, are you going to be excited? Are you going to be a little bittersweet? Is there some tears? All of this you could experience.
Exactly. My sister and I loved New Year's. Loved New Year's. And it was one of those times where my parents were like, you guys can stay up. But what I didn't know is they knew we'd never be able to make it. They knew we'd never be able to make it to noon.
Sneaky. Oh, yeah. Pam, how could you?
here's an opportunity for you to get to celebrate it with your kids.
Yes.
And maybe even starting a new tradition with your kids.
Yes.
I think that's a really, really fun idea. And the balloon drop, that's such a good idea.
I know. Yeah, apparently one of our staffers has like balloon drop experience.
Oh, cool.
Which is something you should put on your resume. Yeah,
absolutely.
Because the minute I found that, I was like, why aren't we having more balloon drops?
That's fantastic. And it's going to be a really fun event. We'll be talking about it on the morning show.
Yes. Oh, good.
Make sure
you
get a bunch of kids for that one.
So fun.
And something else we always mention on the morning show as well. You mentioned that blood drive. Just one more time.
Yes.
Time and dates.
So that's going to be on Thursday, January 2nd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Thank you.
And you can always schedule your appointment at the Red Cross website.
Mm-hmm. Got so many other cool, fun things going on over at the library. Let's go right to the next one.
I want to talk about, every Wednesday, we are working with Mid-State, and they are coming to the library and providing tech help for anybody that needs it. So basically, this is kind of like, you know, if you're struggling with your computer, if you need help walking through, you know, say you got a Kindle for Christmas and you need some help setting that up, then come and join us at the library every Wednesday from 9 to 11. And it's just been really great. And if you have something even more like tricky, say the team that's there on Wednesdays can't help, that's when we bring in the big guns, aka Colin,
who's
a giant computer nerd. Mm-hmm. And that's when you're like, that's who I go to all my tech questions, because I'm fairly tech savvy, but sometimes librarians need librarians teams.
Yeah.
And so then that if you need additional help, we can always schedule a tech appointment with Colin as well.
Everything is going so into this field and into the tech universe, and we don't want anybody left behind on this one. And with isolation being what it is, and so many other things, this is a wonderful resource for all of our seniors out there to be able to get into on this, especially those that may not know. And I promise you, and I don't say that lightly, there are so many things like sending emails or direct messaging that once you get the habit and learn it, it'll be night and day. It'll be so easy. Yeah, it's not scary.
I think about this a lot, James, like the digital divide, and specifically in our area, how we can work together to kind of, I mean, because say Dollar General, those to apply for a job, you have to do it online.
Yeah.
And that is intimidating to a lot of people. So kind of, you know, practicing those skills, setting up an email, having it that you can check, you know, like, it can be really intimidating for those that aren't kind of doing it every day. And that's what we're here to help with.
It can be also intimidating asking for help. It can be, you know, it can mess with the pride a little bit sometimes. Don't let pride get in the way of you being there with your loved ones or reaching out to friends or being more in the know of so many things. Yeah. And just as a note, when I'm talking about individuals, it's me too. I am pretty tech savvy like you and stuff, and working in an industry like this, you have to be. And then I get a new update on my phone and one of my 18-year-old students was helping me through the update and everything. And I'm 47. Yeah. I mean, I'm not that high up there. I'm up there, but I ain't that high up there. It's something that we all need a hand with every once in a while and everything. And you are going to, you ask these questions, and not only are you going to feel better from it, but to me, the smartest people I've ever known have no shyness asking questions. Go ahead and ask and find out.
How else are you going to know? And I mean, again, like, you're not alone. Mm-hmm. Many humans, most humans, mm-hmm. need help navigating kind of daily lives. And that's what the librarians are here for. And remember, we're giant nerds.
Yes.
Did you hear how excited I was about the book, the balloon drop? So again, right. you know, like we're here to help. And what I really like is when someone comes in and stumps me, because then I get to learn things too. Mm. And that happens all the time. So you know what? Never be kind of worried about asking a question at the library.
And also keep in mind, especially if this helps to get you over the finish line and everything, mm-hmm. It's a mutual beneficial thing.
Yes.
You're getting a lot of information too, but these mid-state kids, they're getting vital people skills and the ability to work with others and working in real time on a subject.
Yeah.
That's only going to help them as they go forward.
I know. We're really fortunate about this partnership. It's really slick.
It's very cool.
Yeah.
Shout out to Mid-State and the library for that.
Yeah, we love Mid-State. All right, what else should we talk about today?
Yeah,
James?
There's so much. Lego Club is pretty cool.
Lego Club is so cool. Yeah, that's pretty cool. So, yes, if you're interested in Legos, and then we are also going to have like a Lego build for teens.
Cool.
I think that's coming up in February. But, yes, the first Thursday of the month, so January 2nd, coming right up, we do Legos upstairs in the kids area. It's so fun. There's themes, so you can be challenged a little.
Cool.
I think this month's theme is, what can you build in all one color?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Yes, right.
Oh, it's almost Rubik's Cube-like.
I know.
It's almost
very artistic.
I like
that. So that's going to be 4 to 6 this Thursday, January 2nd. And kids can build. We have Legos. You can just hang out with other families that are into Legos because – who doesn't like Legos?
Yeah.
Games? I mean.
Well, you know, and the teen one is a unique in itself, too, because at that age, and I think as adults, we forget more and more about this. You're playing with toys, with toys, and then you'll hit an age, you can't play with toys anymore.
Yes.
And I'm like, well, wait a minute. There's still a lot of kids in those age ranges that are still like, well, wait a minute, I'm not done playing with that toy.
Well, and what I love about Lego is, like, they really have been leaning into, like, the more... the fancy grown-up sets.
Yes.
You know, like those flowers. Have you seen those flowers?
So cool.
Gosh, those are cool.
My sister and I, for a couple of years there, almost every Christmas, we would, either I would or she would buy a set, and we'd put together, we put together the Sears Tower and the Hancock. So they have a lot of those kind of things that are really fun projects.
Yes.
I think that this in some ways is replacing the sailboat in the jar kind of thing.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Where you're
or
seeing
like the model trains.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. A lot more adults are getting into these things.
Yeah. I mean, kind of just, because again, I know a lot of us, especially it's New Year's Eve, want to kind of step back a little bit of being on our phone so much and, you know, connect with the people around us. And what better way?
Yeah.
Making something out of one color.
Yes.
I mean, your imagination will be stretched.
Mm-hmm. There is also another opportunity for our people out there, especially adults, to release. You're looking for a way to unwind.
Yes. Yep.
The Adult Coloring Club is coming up also.
Oh, cool.
I love
colors.
This one.
Yeah, this is so fun. So I'm lucky. I work on Thursday mornings on the reference desk, so I get to see these cool colors in action. So this is every Thursday. And you don't have to bring any supplies. Just bring yourself. And it's upstairs in that beautiful meeting training room.
Yeah.
And we put on some nice music, and there's different kind of coloring utensils, equipment, and lots of coloring pages. And it's just a really nice, every week it's kind of like a different group. And it's really nice.
Keep in mind as well that there are meeting rooms to rent out over at the library if you're looking for a neutral ground, you know, that is a great place for nonprofits or any other businesses out there to meet and to discuss business or whatever it is that you're needing the room for.
Yeah, we really think that's kind of a service for the community because we have small study spaces. So if you have a meeting or you just need a study buddy or just some quiet time, you can sign up for study rooms online or give us a call at the library. And then we do have kind of more elaborate meeting rooms, you know. You can rent out the Fine Arts Theater. You can have the all-purpose room, which is fairly large. The meeting training room is like for 20-ish people, but it has, you know, all the tech stuff if you need to have a Zoom meeting. It's pretty slick. And I think it's nice to have it at the library because hopefully people feel welcome.
Yeah. We're speaking with Catherine, Director of McMillan Memorial Library. One more time, we're talking with her.
Oh.
I should mention again the Adult Coloring Book Club.
Oh, yeah.
10 to 11, Thursday, January 2nd. Be mm-hmm. sure to check this out. It'll be at the meeting and training room that Kathleen was just talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And did you have anything else you wanted to touch on
Let's see, coming up for events? I want to remind everybody about our Monday movies.
Yeah.
People love these movies.
Yeah, they do.
And I think they're really neat. Again, every Monday we show a movie twice, once at 1:30 and once at 6 with captions. So if you have struggles hearing or you can't hear, you can still enjoy the movies. And it's every week. It's very popular. I highly recommend it. Who doesn't want to see a movie?
Yeah. The last time I went to a movie, I heard before the movie somebody touching on this, and I thought it was really unique. We're losing more and more opportunities to just sit somewhere with a bunch of strangers and laugh and just experience something. How often in life do we laugh with others and then laugh with strangers nonetheless? Yes. But movies are what do this for us, and being able to do that on this level, it's a lot cheaper, to be honest. And it's also a really fun thing to be able to do with your community.
Yes.
And the movies, there's always great movies over there, too. Mm-hmm. I got to give you a credit on this one. That's not easy to do.
No.
Every one of these are great movies and very, like, family-friendly. Yes. Like, hey, come one, come all kind of things.
Yeah, yes. So today, because school is out, it is more geared towards kids. Inside Out, too.
Nice.
That's
nice.
Adorable.
Yeah,
oh my
that's
gosh.
A fun one. But, great voice actors
yes.
in that one.
Oh, gosh. So good. I love Inside. And so, and then... Yeah, we do take suggestions from patrons, but it's a really great way, I mean, to see a movie that you didn't see and maybe stretch your kind of, you know, stretch your muscles a little bit because it's not going to cost you anything.
Yeah,
and you can always say, you know what, this movie isn't for me. And say, Catherine hated that movie. Mm. And I'll say, that's okay.
Yeah.
Someone else loved it. And isn't that what's so wonderful about the library?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I wanted to make sure we mentioned before we wrap up the Cowboy Union Jam.
Oh, my gosh.
One of the things that I'm so proud of our local library is the way that it supports local and does it on a different level than I think most ever have.
Yeah.
And giving an opportunity for artists to come there and put their work up from high school on up. It's something that I got to experience as a kid around here, and I know others that have, and how much it means to be able to have some of these rooms and have the fill with art, you know, just projects and things. That's second to none. Nobody is doing anything like that for our community. Mm-hmm. And this, to the same note, giving a venue to so many of our local music acts, like Cowboy Union Jam, which have been entertaining us for decades and just incredible group of people.
Yeah. I mean, if you're coming to the Cowboy Union Jam, even as an employee, I forget because the parking lots are full.
Yeah.
It's incredible. Every month. I mean, I love it because my office is right above the theater. So I get a free show.
Oh, that's nice.
And it's just like best seat in the house, kind of.
Yeah,
But yeah, we're really fortunate and we love supporting our local humans because that's really what makes the library great.
If you haven't heard, check them out. The Cowboy Union Jam, they play a repertoire of traditional country, bluegrass, gospel. They are really great at interacting with the audience.
Yeah.
And it's a very, while intimate, a very fun setting.
Yes.
They enjoy this. They have a lot of fun with this one. You can always tell with artists when they're enjoying what they do.
Yeah.
I'm very adamant about this with my fellow actors or anything like that. Like you, when you're on that stage, there is no bad days.
Yeah.
You are out there, you are having a good time, you are enjoying yourself, because the audience picks up on that stuff.
Exactly.
And these guys do it right. They really do.
They're a hoot.
Be sure to check them out Wednesday, January 8th from 1 to 3. Mm-hmm. Buy local, support local. That includes the arts, everybody. And it includes our nonprofits and our local library. When you are looking at ways to impact your community, volunteering at the library is one of the greater ways I think you can do that.
Yeah.
There's so many always opportunities for you over there to be able to help out.
Yeah.
Encourage you to look into that. And we'll be keeping an eye on things over there as we look who the big shoes that somebody's going to be filling of Kathleen. We appreciate that you so much in being in this area.
Yeah.
Thank you again for the time today.
Yes.
As we wrap up, and I know you're not leaving tomorrow.
No,
you're going to be around for a little bit.
I'm going to be around for a while. My new role starts remotely.
Yeah,
so
cool.
You'll probably see me at the library now.
Right on.
Because I need to pick up my books for the first time in my life.
if you do see her, thank her, appreciate her, wish her well. Kathleen, as we're letting you go here, if people do have follow-up questions or want to know more, how can they reach you?
Oh, they can always find me at the library. My email is kelkert, but it's also on the website, so you never have to worry about that. Probably the easiest way is just call the library and say, hey, I want to talk to Kathryn. Mm. And then someone will track me down. Because I love chatting with people.
Yeah. And please do reach out to her, everybody. You can find out more at MacmillanLibrary.org. Mm-hmm. MacmillanLibrary.org. Kathryn, it's been great hanging out with you. Great getting to know you. Thank you so much for everything you put into the community and hanging out with us.
I appreciate it. Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year's to you and yours, and wishing you the best. Mm-hmm. And a note on our schedule this week with Midday Magazine. We will have no show for you on Tuesday and Wednesday this week. We'll have Wisconsin women's basketball on Tuesday at 3:10 as they take on Minnesota. And then on Wednesday, of course, holiday alternate programming. But we'll be back on Thursday in part one with Scouting America. Kevin and Sam will be joining us. And then in part two on Thursday, UW-Madison Extension Wood County. On Friday, we have Wisconsin State Representative Scott Krug joining us in part one. And in part two, we will speak with our friends again from Miss Northern Lights. That is a replay from our episode from a week ago. Looking forward to it. Being with you here Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 on Midday Magazine here at WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
Matt and Air on Air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our old friend and colleague, Mr. Luke Mathers, will be here with a Tuesday tangent from Luke, and we'll celebrate the new year. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Todd Albaugh Show.
UW System spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. 3 times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW System.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. Matt and Air on Air.
This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByThiscan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. Next week in Washington, President Biden will be joined by the four other living U.S. presidents at the National Cathedral for the state funeral for former President Jimmy Carter. CBS's Christiane Benavides on his private burial.
Carter's journey will end where it began, in Plains, Georgia, where he will be privately laid to rest alongside his wife outside their home.
Carter died yesterday at the age of 100. In a New Year's address, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres sounded the alarm over the environment.
The top 10 hottest years on record have happened in the last 10 years, including 2024. This is climate breakdown in real time.
Final preparations and rehearsals are happening in New York's Times Square for the big ball drop tomorrow night. Jeffrey Strauss with Countdown Entertainment.
Everything worked perfectly today. We're ready. Let's celebrate.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
Community Stories is taking a holiday break for the month of January.